Next item. Yes, please.
I have a hard and fast departure at 1 o'clock.
So here's what we're going to do.
We have about hours left of firm certain.
We're going to move quickly here, and what I'm going to just ask, since all of us up here have reviewed, I am sure, all of these items that are before the council, I will ask if there are any further questions, and I will limit public testimony because I do not want to lose my quorum before we get through this issue. So the next issue up is 919.
Authorized application to Carbon Neutral Cities Alliance Innovation Fund for a grant in the amount of $100,000 for evaluation of congestion pricing mechanisms in an autonomous vehicle technology pilot to decrease carbon pollution emissions.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I will turn it over to Ann Ciccone for a very short explanation about this.
Hello, thank you for having me. This is a request to apply for a grant. We will be looking at piloting autonomous vehicles and including congestion pricing in that pilot structure. There's also a second portion of the grant that looks at equity concerns regarding congestion pricing.
What does that mean to pilot autonomous vehicles?
Well, that's what we're going to be designing. So that might be closed track testing. That might be looking at creating other options for testing autonomous vehicles in the city. This would be money to design what those pilot looks like.
Will there be driverless cars driving through the city of Portland starting now?
No.
So when will there be driverless cars going through the city of Portland?
I would definitely hope that NHTSA had passed vehicle safety standards before that happens, and we will have completed our city regulations of autonomous vehicles before that happens. On time frame for the technology, I'm not an expert, but I've heard 5 years from people in the industry.
So I want to be very clear. The autonomous vehicle pilot projects we're engaged in, I'm just asking dumb questions because I do that, and you know, people probably want to know the answers to these questions. The work that's actually going to be done, number one, it starts on a closed track. Number two, the technology hasn't been developed or refined that would actually allow driverless vehicles to go into our city. And number three, we don't have a regulatory framework for that in place. So it will be a long time before you see that. I could see a near-term situation where you have a driver sitting behind the wheel in an autonomous vehicle and monitoring it. And that already happens in other places around the community. So just to be very clear about where we are in the life cycle of this innovation.
So, Mayor, I'm going to support this ordinance in part because we've had this conversation before at Council, and we have a standing policy that no autonomous vehicles will be on any of our roads prior to the council crafting and adopting local regulations. And so I appreciate we've made that commitment. But the second thing I just want to observe is that a few weeks ago when I was in Washington, D.C., visiting members of our delegation and some other folks, Congress was taking up legislation to preempt the states and the cities from regulating autonomous vehicles. And it was one of the few areas where R's and D's found common cause. So while I take some comfort that we're not going to give the green light to any autonomous vehicles until we have our regulatory system in place, I think it's worth noting that there's a growing movement in Washington to actually prevent us from setting our own standards, and we would then therefore be subject exclusively to federal standards, which I think is a disaster. But for purposes of this, it's a grant, and I'm going to support it.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Oh. Okay. Can you keep it to about a minute?
2 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll accept that deal. Two minutes.
There's no
it
one
is.
Else speaking.
And the list is closed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Again, when we have these conversations on autonomous vehicles, I want the first words to be mass unemployment. Mass unemployment. Mass unemployment. When we, as Elon Musk already knows, has developed the driverless truck test, he's been in numerous tests, done it himself. Driverless vehicles are going to happen much faster than you think. They need to come in. They need to take over certain territories. I've suggested doing a franchise-type situation for a central location, which they can pay a fee for and control it. How much do they want to pay for that, right? Quite a bit of money, in my opinion. We need to also focus on the fact that when we're talking the unemployment situation, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, both want to start looking at universal basic income. We need to focus on that. We need to keep them thinking about it. We need to keep pushing them forward. And all these problems that we've been talking about, businesses at a great place, Oyster Bar, that used to eat there all the time, the reality is this. Their problems they're talking about, universal basic income will take care of those problems. These people will have money in their hands, they will be able to go around, and they'll be customers of businesses in this city instead of them being in certain locations to possibly make some money. So again, Hawaii, through the House Bill, our concurrent House Bill 89, is the first state in the United States to move forward on universal basic income work groups. And I hope, Mayor Wheeler, you follow their steps on this and work with Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and all the leaders in autonomous vehicles and say, we want this implemented before you bring your vehicles into our cities. Now let's get it done. That's going to change this city. You need to talk to Elon Musk. He is going to revolutionize transportation. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Call the roll.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your patience and for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you.